95.4. Shortly, we're going to get into news. And as you know, it is the 30th of August. So tomorrow we are saying bye-bye to Women's Month and hello to September. So, I mean, during the month of August, we've been talking about, we've been focusing on women, basically. We've been profiling women who are doing amazing things, who are doing careers that are mostly dominated by men and whatnot. And we've also touched on some of the challenges that are still faced by women. But we've also been talking about women empowerment, and we've been really trying to understand what is this women empowerment that we're really talking about. But as we wrap up the month of August, we get to learn that students from the Cape Peninsula University of Technology protested yesterday against gender-based violence. Nearly 100 young people took a stand against gender-based violence at the university's District 6 campus with placards. So it has been reported that nearly 10% of all reported rape incidents happen at tertiary institutions.
That is extremely shocking.
This is scary. I mean, just the other day, we were talking about how students were protesting simply because of security reasons, because they are being robbed in and off campus. But being raped on campus?
Exactly. It's not acceptable at all. I mean, when you think of, I mean, we're talking about, you know, universities, we imagine, you know, places where we get educated, where we should feel safe. But then, I mean, when these types of things are happening, then it brings into question in terms of, well, what maybe is being done to sufficiently protect students, you know? And I know as well, Rhodes University had a similar problem, you know, where these types of incidences were happening and, you know, there was even protests about it and that type of thing. But I do think that at the same time, you know, there needs to be structures within communities to also protect students, you know, sort of maybe, I don't know, how can I put it, maybe some campaign or something to sort of help students to basically be more aware as well of, you know, where they are. I know many strides are being made, like the Namula app that we actually have touched on here at UJFM, which actually at least helps in terms of, you know, getting assistance for people who may be affected by some of these crimes.
Yeah, and when rape incidents happen at tertiary institutions, I am quite curious about the perpetrators. Could it be others? Could it be the students themselves, or could it be individuals who are in higher positions or in senior positions? Like, I'm really confused. Who are the perpetrators?